What if you're so smart and you read books so good and you're a model and no one understands how deep you are? And only you understand how the most basic woman to ever exist is actually so deep and has so much going on that only you can understand her. It's the true crime lover's wet dream to be stalked by a sexy serial killer. But do we want to put ourselves in her shoes and imagine him jacking off to us in a bush? Or do we think it's cringe to read books? We'll find out in this episode of Binge or Cringe.
Welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm your host, Cassidy, and with me today is Jake.
Hello.
Hell of an intro. Hell of an intro you got there.
Ah, thank you so much, you know. What can I say?
You mentioned one of my favorite scenes in this show. And of course I'm talking about him reading books. It was
yes,
a delight to see that people are more interested now in books and less interested in jacking off into bushes.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a note here. I forgot. So I actually had something that you're very passionate about, ChatGPT. I had ChatGPT write us an introduction, and I was gonna read it and like compare, you know, like which one's better. But it's not good, you know. It's like it kind of sucks. So I don't know if we should like sit through me reading it all. But it's just very like if we were a show. Like, I don't think we're a very professional show, you know?
No.
I wouldn't think. No. Here's what it would sound like if we were a professional show. All right, folks, gather around because it's time to talk about the hit Netflix series, You. That already sucks, right? And no, I'm not talking about you. Okay, that's a joke. Oh, I said make it funny. So here's one of the jokes. And no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you. The show that will make you second guess every time you post something on social media. Okay, that is true.
Tell it to... Oh, is it still going? Go ahead.
It's still going.
Okay.
It does a better job of summarizing the show. In the first episode, we meet Jill Goldberg, a charming and slightly creepy bookstore owner, or manager, who falls heads over heels over Guinevere Beck, a graduate student and aspiring writer. Joe's infatuation with Beck takes a dark turn as he becomes obsessed with her every move, using social media to stalk her and manipulate her life. Good God. It would suck if we talked like this. In a modern-day love story, but with more stalking and less romance. Joke there. So sit back, relax, and get ready to... hey, hold the laughs till the end if you can.
Okay, I'll try.
It's a modern day love story, but with more stalking and less romance. So sit back, relax, and get ready to scream at your TV as we dive into the first episode of You. And remember, folks, if someone is creeping on your social media, it's probably not a good sign.
Oh
man, that bought us some time there.
What about tell it to...
I don't have it open. I copied and pasted.
I was going to say, you should tell it to add stalking puns to it.
Oh, see what
it comes up with.
We could have probably made it better
Could probably finesse. But by the time you like finesse it out of the ChatGPT, you could have just written it yourself. You know what I mean?
Maybe. So. It takes me a little while to write these things because I do have to have a decent joke. Like, decent is the bar I'm going for. But I do think we could start outsourcing our intro. I do agree.
Yeah, people would love that. If we just offloaded to an AI for a podcast, for our entire podcast.
So we offload this to ChatGPT. I feel like that takes like 5 minutes. We offload it, and then we get one of those AI voices to read it. Huh? Then we'll never mess up on it. One take every time saves us time. then I think we could get it to write most of the episode for us.
Yeah,
and then do that.
Probably.
If we got two different voices.
And you know what? If I'm out sick one week, we could just have one of the AI voices just do in my place, right? And then talk for me. Because he'll just be, he'll be saying the things that I would have said anyway.
Yeah, I'll tell it just like, just say stuff like Jake does.
Yeah.
Should be fine.
That's it. Should be fine.
And then the bots could do games, I think. They could, they already know the answers, so they're, that would be a really good game. Two bots going at it. I think we outsource. I think we start looking into ways to have less work for us. So automate, yes.
I think we should do that.
Automate the whole pod. Okay, well, if we sound a little different next week, we may have made some change. We should have waited. We should have. This was something we were supposed to talk about before the podcast.
We're on the podcast right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're on the. Are we? We're on the podcast right now.
Shit.
Because we did the intro and stuff. That's why. Damn it. Well.
Oh, right. There's a stalker. What were we talking about? You.
You.
Where do you start with this show?
I'm less annoyed now. I'm probably the less annoyed than that I've been about this show because I've had enough time since I watched it. But good God, when I was watching it, I was, it was like a, I was like in disbelief at the writing, you know, it was so dumb that I just couldn't believe it was happening.
My first note that I have on it is I put 2 minutes in and I'm already yelling, shut the fuck up at the TV, which I did multiple times. Like they were just, they'd be talking about, it would be, usually it was his inner monologue, the main character. He would have some inner monologue where he was like making fun of somebody like who just came in to buy a book or something. And he'd be like, he'd be just like shitting all over him for no reason. But it would be like the dumbest insults or like something stupid about like, yeah, I think a guy wears glasses. Like it was like that level of stupid.
Oh, you're buying a Dan Brown novel? I'm pretty sure the people who buy Dan Brown novels will buy them on Amazon. I wrote down some of the lines that pissed me off the most.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, read them off.
Also, the fact that her name is fucking Guinevere Beck. Good God, I'm...
Guinevere...
What is this? It hurts just to even look at these. When she's using a credit card and not cash because you want me to know your name.
Oh my God. That's like the,
you're not wearing a bra because you want me to notice.
Oh,
what the fuck, dude?
That shit was fucked up. And like, I couldn't tell if the show was trying to make us like hate him. Or if the show was trying to sell us as that, like, oh, yeah, he's like the Sherlock Holmes of stalkers. Like, he's, like, really good, and he's super, he's a genius. And I was, like, I was not on that side. I was on the one before that where I was, like, okay, I think they're trying to tell us that, tell me that this guy's messed up. Like, he's, like, a dumbass psycho or something.
I feel, I think they were always.
I think I was wrong.
Yeah, they were always. They were trying to balance him being psycho, but also fuckable. Like they wanted him to be scary, but
they
hot.
Wanted people to like, they wanted him to be hot for sure.
This is not a show for us, obviously. This is a show for people that really like the true crime stuff and want like that. It reminds me of like what they did with Dahmer and how everybody was pissed off. Like, oh, they sexualized Dahmer. And it's like, that's what this show is here's your sexy serial killer that you love to like read about and talk about all the time.
Right. Oh, I wish he'd stalk me.
Ooh. Right. And that's why I think the name, now I'm probably way off. We only watched one episode, but my impression of this is you is referring to the person watching the show. Like it's about you are getting what you want. Like it is like, that's how I come away with it. If does that make sense? Like the girl, like they put gave like this most generic type of girl, and they want the girl watching the show to put herself in her place and be like, ooh, yay. Oh, like, this is me.
I could see that.
I'm being stalked. Ooh, right. Wow. He just watched me.
This is my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm going to fall in love with my stalker.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me.
Yeah. I could not tell. Because, like, I don't know. I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt and be like, maybe they are trying to do the Breaking Bad type thing, or like, you know, we're like just trying to give us a character that's like you like and also hate at the same time kind of deal. But I just don't think they are capable of doing that based on the first episode.
Just based on the writing of like how pretentious, like if your goal was to make a very pretentious person that I hate, then mission accomplished, but I don't think that's what the goal was. The goal was to make him like, it was playing it straight. You know, it was like, isn't this sexy? Like, isn't this cool how he like talks and things like this? It's like, good God, no, please stop.
And like, honestly, like that is the one thing that could turn me around on this show is if there is some sort of rug pull, like, no, this guy is a complete dumbass idiot, like psychopath, and actually the writers were onto it the whole time. That's the only way that this show could save itself, but I don't think it's gonna do that.
It's not. I was curious, and I had opened the Wikipedia and I kind of like scrolled through some of the later episodes. He's not going anywhere. It's very much just about him stalking women and like being fucked up and
awesome,
being the guy who he is.
That was a weird thing where, like, the show goes into this, like, this is not his first rodeo. Like, it kind of seems like he's done this many times.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a little weird, too, because it also seems like it is his first one, but he's just so comfortable doing it. He's just like, so anyway, I know exactly how to stalk somebody. I'm going to go start doing it now.
Yeah.
It's like, what? So I am kind of curious about his backstory, I guess, a little bit, where I'm like, I want to know what was his first stalk?
Right.
And how does his stalking end and then move on? You know what I mean? Like that part is kind of interesting to me, but,
yeah, I think some of the biggest tells on like how this is a dumb show and how the writing is so bad. Like we are trying to think like, oh, maybe they're doing this on purpose. Maybe they're writing him poorly to make you feel a certain way. But the reason I don't believe that that's the case, other than it having multiple seasons, I think there's like three seasons in the show now, is because how they do things is just so stupid. Like, for example, him watching her from across the street. Okay, one, she's supposed to be poor, right? She's like, oh, I'm working, you know, I'm a poor poetry student.
Yeah.
So fucking stupid. Like, and she's like,
let's not. Oh my God, it's so bad. Like, that's the kind of shit where I saw that and I was like, that has to be intentional, right?
Yeah.
Like, did they intentionally write poetry that was really, really bad?
I mean, the crowd didn't like it. So I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought the crowd was going to be all about it. Like, woo, she's undiscovered talent. And so thankfully that didn't happen. But where I was going with this was like him stalking her, her having these giant open windows in downtown and just like having sex right in front of those windows. Ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous. And then anytime he went anywhere to like stalk her, he could overhear everything that was happening. Like it was just so, you know, just so easy for him to like do everything he needed to do. She was a TA and was getting housing, is what Josh says here.
And they even like made her like the social media thing. Like they even made that kind of obvious where it was like everything, like her profile was on the first page. She had a unique name that like everything was made public. So like you could see everything about her. It's like, there wasn't any snooping he had to do. It was just like, it just like landed in his lap, but he's like, they're playing him off like he's Dexter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're pretending he's like this extreme genius who like is manipulating her life.
And this is like, stupid.
Just happening.
Right.
He's like, he didn't manipulate the fact that she fucking
calm down,
stumbled onto a train.
Right.
She stumbled onto train tracks.
Oh, so stupid, dude. When she did that, I was like, is this like, really happening?
It's like, he didn't manipulate that. That just happened out of nowhere. You know what I mean? So,
and what was she going to die? She was going to get run like, over by a train because she dropped her phone.
And like at the beginning, he's in the library and they are both hitting it off and like flirting and shit. And I'm like, dude, just ask for her number.
For real. It was so stupid. It was so obvious that they liked each other.
And like, I took a mental note of that and I was like, I'm going to keep track. Like, I know this guy's stalking and shit. I'm going to keep track of him throughout the rest of the show and see like, is all the stuff that he learns just stuff that he would have learned on like a first date?
Jake's stalking the stalker.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, pretty much everything that he learns throughout the entire fucking show, he could have just learned naturally by just talking to her on a date. You know what I mean?
Even his coworker was like, hey, she's into you, dude. It's like,
right. Yeah. So that to me just was just so stupid.
Okay.
Like the shit that he found in his apartment, he's like, oh, your dad is dead. It's like, she would have told you that. Hey. Man. Like, it wouldn't have taken that long to figure that out.
The thrill is in the hunt, Jake. The thrill is in the chase.
I guess so. Shit. He had another opportunity on the night of the train. He had an opportunity to just drop the stock shit and just be like, I'm going to be her boyfriend now.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get, you know, I want to say, oh, well, maybe give him give him a leniency because that's what he likes to do. He likes to do that type of thing, you know. But no, I'm not going to give him that. It's just bad writing. It's just stupid is what it is.
It is.
It's stupid. Not it's not like any of his thing or anything. But and here's another good example of just how poorly this is written. Her current boyfriend. He owns an artisanal soda company. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That he's just trying to get off the ground. And because he says, because I wrote down a lot of lines here because they just drove me so insane. And this is why I know it took us all a long time to get through this episode. And so I was like, every time I just have to like have a mental break, I need to write down what caused it. And he has an artisanal soda company because he says regular soda is crap that causes cancer. And he's arguing with her. I don't even remember this. He's arguing with her about getting his dick sucked because the girl that was there with him had good cocaine.
Yeah.
Just his name is Benjamin J. Ashby III, by the way. Painful stuff. So painful.
I wrote down a few lines too. I had one where he was in the car. I think this is after he rescued her from the train.
Uh-huh.
And he's in the car and he's like, if your IQ is above a certain number, the world isn't that interesting.
I have that one on here. I have that one here.
Jesus Christ. That was a bad one.
And so then they get in that little fight where he cheated on her. He doesn't really give her any reason to take him back. And then he just like kisses her on the neck. And then you get the internal dialogue from the serial killer guy, Joe. This guy is everything wrong with America.
Yeah.
And he makes like lines about like, cause the guy's talking about gluten-free crust and vegan cheese. It's just like, good God, can you play your hand anymore that this guy is just like that? Whoever you can like the person writing this, you feel like they're just coming out in the character so much. They can't contain themselves to be like, this is everything wrong with America. Like, shut the fuck up. Write a character. Yeah. Don't just like spew what shit you believe, you know?
Oh my God. And the books. That makes that puts the books thing in the whole new light. We're just like, I wish kids would just read
books. It's
you know what I mean?
I want to know.
Boomer.
It's so boomer. Whoever wrote this is so fucking boomer brained. It's insane.
You think they're boomers that are trying to like write a millennial show or something? Is that what's happening?
I feel like 100%. We need to look this up on whoever wrote this show. But and then of course this whole scene drives me insane. So I'm going to stick on it for a little bit more. But then, so then the boyfriend leaves, right? And so then she's like masturbating with the pillow. And then he's going to town across the street. So of course that guy can't satisfy her either. You know, this guy is just the worst guy ever created in every way possible. They just make him all constantly the worst. And in doing that, so while they're doing that, they have to also make Joe the best guy ever. And so like, he's literally fucking going crazy on that, on those steps. And an old lady comes out and he helps her get a cab. It's like, oh, oh, he's actually, you know, he might just be a complete pervert over here, but he's helping the nice lady.
He stopped jacking off just to help that old lady.
Bro, what if this guy was ugly? This would be a completely, completely different show.
Yeah, I would watch that show. I would watch the shit out of that show. Are you kidding me?
It would be so much more interesting. Because you would know, like, well, there's... no shot in them getting together, so he's either going to kill her or...
Yeah, way more interesting there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then... so then right after that, the kid in the hallway, reading the books, just drives me insane. Yeah. There's a name for this. There's a...
What is his... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say that... Yeah, I've got a line. First of all, his dad's is like, okay, so his mom lives there. Did we even see his mom in this shitty apartment complex that this, by the way, the main character, the genius, lives in?
The kid?
Yeah.
No, we did not.
We just heard about her behind the wall. Okay. So all we see is the sleazebag dad dude, right? Or he's not even the dad. He's just like a dude coming around or something that's like screwing his mom. His name is Ron, and he, at some point, they come home, and like the kid's like out on the street, and he's got like this broken book.
Remember this? So stupid. And he broke the book.
He broke the book. Ron got mad at me, and he broke my book. He said, I thought I was smart reading my books and looking at him like he's dumb. And that's why, so the kid's sitting there and the guy's, I would love to see that scene where Ron stands up and goes, you think you're smart reading
that book
and looking at me like I'm dumb?
Watch your TV like the rest of us. Eat your Cheetos. Why don't you hop on Fortnite for once, young man? Get your nose out of that book.
That's when they go back to the vault that is underneath the library, I guess. The fucking X-Men vault. And they, where he's storing books like Don Quixote, like what? Why are those books in there? I thought it'd be like the Declaration of Independence or some shit in there.
So just like the only reason they have this room is for him to kill people. Clearly the only reason this is here just to trap people and kill people and shit. No,
Dexter room,
it makes no fucking sense to have books down underground like that for that reason.
No.
And then the books...
Not sold on that idea at all.
And then the books are so special, they have to be down here. But then you give it out to a kid and it gets fucked up and you don't care. Oh, it's not a first edition. I don't care. Well, then why is it down in your special...
My book repair.
Yeah.
It's fucking book repair station.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, that whole build, that room down there was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in any TV show. Like, they did not try to sell me on that at all. They just went down there and they're like, yeah, we have like some books in here. Nothing special about the books themselves. They're extremely popular books that were widely circulated. And they're not. And he even said it's not a special edition. So it's like, why is it down there then?
There's a name for that. It's called Saving the Cat. So which I'd never heard of, but that's what is happening with the kid. Is if you write a character that's really shitty, you need to have them do something like save a cat from a tree or something. So him helping the little kid is like, but actually he may be shitty, but actually has a good heart because he helps this little kid. Yeah. Meanwhile,
maybe she can change him.
Meanwhile, he's also like stealing this woman's panties and breaking into her house. It's so bad.
And then, of course, there's the ending where he knocks out her douchebag boyfriend And I thought killed him, to which I was like, okay, that makes sense.
I thought so too. Him. Yep. Yep.
But no, he turns out he kept him alive and he's keeping him in the book room beneath the library where he had nothing tied around his mouth or anything.
So yeah.
He just screamed.
Yeah. He's of his downtown yeah, literally library. Underneath a, yeah.
Yeah. And for some reason, keeping him alive, I don't like why.
Yeah. Why?
Yep. What makes you think you can even get away with that shit? Like, that is the dumbest thing.
Ridiculous. I'm going to take us a step back to more stupid pieces of this puzzle.
Okay.
The whole boyfriend thing, because what did he think he was going down there for? Some partnership for his, like, soda company or something?
Somebody was interested in buying, yeah, something from a yeah. soda company.
But the scene where he's in the shower was also incredibly stupid. I don't know if you remember this, where he broke into her house and he was like reading all of her stuff.
Oh,
and then yeah. he's hiding in the shower and she like turns the shower on and like
right
sprays
next
all.
To her?
Yeah. yeah. She doesn't. Yeah.
Oh, it turns it back
know?
Off.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So just so
and you
unbelievable.
Could see, like there was a camera shot where it showed the curtain and then her. And you could see his shadow behind the curtain, too. Like, he was fully visible back there.
So dumb. Bad. So bad. And then, like, him leaving, like, he's completely soaked, okay? And then he runs into her later.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a line when they do the... So we're talking about the boomer brain a little bit. There's a line when they do the open mics. They said, one of the girls, one of her friends says... Open mics are just for like models, songwriters, and vegans, right? And I was like, what does that even yeah. fucking mean?
Random swipe at vegans, yeah.
Yeah, like the whoever wrote this really hates like millennials or like hippies or hipsters or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's also reflected in Joe, like, because he's like a clean cut, you know, he's a manager. He's like the business guy, which of course boomers go crazy for.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't mention that she throws up on him after she has that moment where she lands on him
yeah,
in the subway.
Classic
fucking moment.
It even had a musical swell during that moment too. And I was like, oh my God.
There's also a scene where... very stupid scene where Joe and her show up in a taxi after the subway thing at her house and her boyfriend's standing there outside and she goes, oh, he saved me. He's like, I don't care. Just come inside.
Yeah.
It's late night and your girlfriend rolls up in a taxi with another guy and you're just going to go, ah, whatever. Just come inside.
Ah,
it doesn't matter. Well, I guess he's not with you, right?
I've been waiting out here all night for you. Just standing out here.
I'm just, yeah.
Fucking, what the hell is he doing out there?
God.
That, which reminds me, like, a lot of those nighttime shots, like, for some reason, this was pissing me off with this show. Lights are constantly shining directly in my face on this show. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but, like, there are so many scenes where the light is pointed directly at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it's trying to blind me.
Really?
Like street lights. Oh, yeah. Street lights, like flashlights and stuff, like some of the lights underground and like his underground bunker. They were just like pointed and like shining and directly at the camera. And it annoyed the shit out of me.
At that point, I think I was mostly
checked out. You're
probably checked
just checked out.
Out.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get through it any way possible. I have to say, I think this is the most painful show we've ever watched for me.
It was a bad show.
There's like three seasons of this show. And
I cannot believe people like this shit.
And people, well, and that's why I say, I think this show is written for really dumb people who put themselves in the shoes. Because if you like serial killer stuff, and you're smart, you're going to know, you're going to say, hey, this is stupid. Because a big part of liking the serial killer stuff, like I like some of that stuff, because I like to think, like, how the fuck did they get away with this? Like, I want to know, like, how they're smarter than the police, how they're smarter than the people that they murdered. Like, how do they figure it out and manipulate people to do that?
Yep.
But you're watching this and you want that? You're not getting that in this show. People are falling on the fucking subway train tracks.
Yeah.
And into your arms.
Everything's happening in front of him.
Yeah. He isn't doing
good. God, and like, after all that happens with the train tracks and shit, there's like a moment where he's like trying to ask for her number. And he's like, oh, I get it. I'm practically a stranger. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? No, you're not. You just saved her life. You saved her from a train and you met her at the library. Not a stranger anymore. Still can't ask for her number. It's like, it's just so weird. It's just like, it feels like the writers are completely disconnected from these situations they're trying to write. I'm like, I'm pretty sure whoever wrote the show has never like interacted with a girl in public or anything like that. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Okay. Let's look up the writer of this goddamn show. You Netflix writer. So you're guessing it's like a boomer brained guy.
It's gotta be.
I'm going to guess it's a woman that wrote this. Creators. Okay, two creators. And I only say that because I think whoever wrote this wants to be the girl.
I can see that.
So one of the writers
wants to be the guy.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that actually makes more sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the writers or creator is Sarah Gamble. She is known for Supernatural, You, of course, the Magicians. So she's written some things here. The other writer
is in Supernatural.
I don't know about all that now. Not on my top lists. So.
Yeah.
The other writer is Greg Berlanti, and he is known for writing upcoming Superman and Lois. So get ready for that. The Flash,
right?
Which I've heard is very bad. Doom Patrol, 35 episodes.
Damn.
Riverdale, oh my God. The Flight Attendant.
No.
It all comes back.
It's back.
It all comes full circle.
Oh, fuck.
This motherfucker wrote the last show we didn't like.
Oh my God. We gotta stay
insane.
Away.
Okay. He also wrote Bebo Saves Christmas. Which I don't know that's a little kid show.
Oh, yeah. Bebo Saves Christmas.
Oh, yeah. The classic.
Love it.
Bebo.
Yeah. Redeemed.
Produced Free Guy, the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's starting Jesus to hurt Christ. Now, isn't it?
Now. Okay, now it's set in stone. He's terrible.
Yes. So. Should have done a little. All I knew about this show going in. Also, he wrote 69 episodes. You want to say nice or of Dawson's Creek?
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's my tell right there. That's my tell on what kind of person we're dealing with.
Yeah,
because if you write
what kind of writing, what kind of people that they're aiming at?
Yes, if you write 70 episodes of Dawson's Creek, which did you ever watch that show?
I've seen enough of it.
Wasn't it like heavily like a Christian influenced? Like,
I could see that.
Yeah. There's always like a moral at the end of it, and like just broken.
It kind of reminded me of like do you remember Degrassi?
I never saw Degrassi.
It's kind of a similar vibe to that, where it's like a very teenager, like morals at the end of the show. Like, seems like it's produced by some sort of organization that is trying to promote good values or something.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah.
He wrote 80 episodes of the show called Everwood. A widowed brain surgeon from Manhattan moves his two children to a small mountain town in Everwood, Colorado. You can already tell like where that's going. Oh, get out of the big city. Get back to nature. Like, just fuck this. This guy hurt both of us.
But he won't hurt us ever again.
Avoid the name at all costs. We cannot watch the Superman and Lois show.
No. No.
Please, no.
Well, That could be so bad that it's funny, though. You know what I mean? Like, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
There could be a really bad Superman and Lois show that's funny to watch.
This guy has written a lot of shit, man. It's wild. It's wild to think. Like, he wrote 170 episodes of the show called Arrow. I never saw that show. 100 episodes of a show called Blind Spot. He's written a lot.
Wow. Arrow was really popular with some people.
You know, at the end of the day, maybe he is really good at what he does. And I mean, this is just not for us. This is for a very specific person.
Yeah.
And it ain't us.
It could be. I don't know.
It ain't us.
Maybe we need to explore this. We need to explore this. I like this. I like that we looked this guy up and we learned a little bit about him. I think we should track that more. Like, feel like there are some threads we can follow through some of these shows we've been watching.
The Greg Berlanti verse.
Yeah.
Watch shows that he's done. There's more shows here that he's done. Stargirl. He did 40 episodes of that. All American. I was just randomly picking because there's so many. All American Homecoming. All American Gotham Knights, which, you know, that's a new show. Kung Fu, Doom Patrol, Stargirl, My Police, Riverdale, The Flight Attendant, Moonshot, Batgirl, DC Legends of Tomorrow, like Supergirl, 130 episodes. He does a lot of like superhero for teens. Titans.
Yeah. Weird. I don't trust him.
Has a lot of, well, it's not the old boomers that we thought it was going to be. I guess maybe these people just know how to write for an audience, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, that show's successful.
Because, like, I feel like there are universes out there. There are clouds of influence. This is one of them. The other one that I'm thinking of off the top of my head is, like, whoever Yellowstone. Are you familiar with Yellowstone? The show?
I never watched an. I started to watch an episode of this show, and I turned it off.
So that appeals to boomers as well. That show is about boomers who hate their kids, basically.
Okay.
Or like that's not what the show Yellowstone is about, but like that's who writes that show, because he wrote another show recently. We might want to check out one of these. Called Tulsa King. Have you heard of that?
Negative.
Oh my god. We have to check out Tulsa King.
We need
I'm
to
lay that out there.
All right, let me make some notes.
This is
here.
A universe. Okay.
What do you mean a universe?
The guy that wrote Yellowstone also wrote Tulsa King. He also, I think, wrote or like was a star on Sons of Anarchy.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a link between these where all of these shows are complaining about woke.
Oh.
Like they're all taking swipes at woke stuff.
I see.
Actually really, it's kind of funny. I don't know. I haven't seen Tulsa King. I've seen a few things from Yellowstone where I was like, aha, I can see who is behind the curtain on this one.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
I think we should look into that in the future. Because I like the idea because like that's another universe out there that's like appealing. They make shows to appeal to a certain audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that audience is like, you know, woke or like anti-woke boomers kind of people. So
interesting. Okay. So essentially you're leading us into the territory of watching more shows that are going to piss us off. It is.
Yes.
It is a lot easier to talk about shows that piss us off. I will say.
You gotta follow the thread. Well, let's try and do like, you know, we'll do one where it pisses us off and maybe we try to do another one that doesn't piss us off. Maybe.
You know what we could do? We could do like a month. Like this is going to be the guy who you're talking about. His name is Taylor Sheridan. And we could be like, we're going to do Sheridan month and we're going to only review shows that he wrote.
Yeah.
He's a writer, producer, actor. So he also is in these shows that he writes as well. But
yeah.
Okay.
I think we should watch. And then if we do that, then I think we should probably try to do his other shows first and then do Tulsa King last.
as the finale.
I think Tulsa King should be the finale.
Okay.
Because from what I've heard, because Tulsa King, first of all, it has our boy in it, Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
And anything that stars Sylvester Stallone in a TV show is going to be interesting.
I thought you were going to say bad, but interesting is the right word.
Interesting, yeah. Well, you know, I love his voice, so that'll be a nice treat at the end.
This guy wrote...
He's just hilarious.
Sicario. I don't know if you ever saw that, but it was really big.
Sicario?
Yeah.
I heard Sicario was good.
Yeah, so. He wrote that. And then he's been kind of working off of that ever since.
Okay.
But he mostly looks like written like cowboy type stuff. So, okay. We'll further discuss this and try to come up with a month theme for next time. And just suffer, I guess. Just suffer for a whole month. That'd be fun.
Yep. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I have something that I handcrafted especially for you. We'll be right back.
Want to send us a message? Go to anchor.fm/bingeorcringepod and leave us a voicemail, and we may play it on the next show. Or email us at bingeorcringepod@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear from you soon.
All right, we are back. Jake, I have a little something I think you might be interested in. A little game called Quora Explora.
Yay!
Come on, let's go!
Quora.
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 Quora Explora. All right. I gotta turn this music off.
Didn't I post this exact idea in like some random channel? Like
you did
4 months ago? I think I
probably
did.
Probably. I thought
I have to look that up now.
Quora the Explorer.
I think I looked that up in our in that chat. Oh shit.
Probably. That's definitely where my mind went. I was like, well, Quora, that sounds like Dora. So.
Yes,
can I did. Can I? You did?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm going to link you to it in a side thing.
Well, I knew you were interested in this. So let's do a little segment. I can't look at that right now because I'm streaming our dumb heads.
That's okay. It's fine. I just wanted to make sure you had it for later.
So this is a completely unique idea that I came up with for this segment. Quora Explorer. So Quora, they have like their digest where they take their different questions and then people answer them. It's kind of like Yahoo Answers or...
It's like Yahoo Answers meets Reddit, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very strange space of the internet. It is unexplored territory. Every time I go there, I find some crazy shit happening. Quora is untapped. It needs to be. People need to dig into Quora and unearth it.
I really feel like, if depending on how these segments go, because this will be a reoccurring segment, maybe this show will morph into the podcast about Quora.
Okay, I'm happy with that. I'd love fucking love Quora. So,
okay, my first question comes from. Does it say, how do you see who wrote this? I guess you can't see. I can't share my screen with you either because it'll mess up our dumb heads as well. So we're kind of just stuck with me trying to figure this out.
Are you on the Quora site?
Yes. Oh, I guess I could link it to you.
Like top left, I think it should show somebody's name if they posted it.
Boys, be brutally honest. What makes a girl attractive instantly? So that's the question that has been posed here. Oh, I guess. And then if you look at, then it has related questions and they're all about how do I know if I'm good looking? Do girls prefer a hot body or a handsome face? So this is the kind of stuff people are begging to know the answer to. I should have got us specific ones, but I thought I would just open it up on the show and just try to find one that was good. Now, is there something specific like a like you were saying, a digest.
So if you sign up for Quora, we're not doing an ad for Quora, but if you sign up for Quora, you get a monthly digest sent to your email. It's not even monthly. It's like weekly or daily or something. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, here's your Quora digest. And it's just a random smattering of questions from all over Quora. And they're always amazing. There's always some really good ones in there.
I see. So the top response here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. It's sorted by recommended. It's not sorted by most upvotes. It's sorted by recommended. So the answer mm-hmm. here is to what makes a girl attractive instantly? Manners. Well, okay, let's say this. Depends on the guy. I can only relate to personal context and personal taste. It all is in the eye of the beholder. These are the things that I find attractive. Manners. Number one, manners.
Manners.
Do you really?
Nice.
Do you think that's what you're looking for first?
Yeah, totally. Partner, that's exactly what's at the top of my list.
Manners.
Okay. I've been around this bar for some good manners.
Ma'am, you're like sliding a coaster under her drink. Ma'am, I like you and all, but... Yeah.
Could you keep the bar clean, please?
you're dabbing like you're dabbing her like mouth with a napkin.
Right.
You're putting
She's
a napkin
going for
on
some nuts. She's going for some nuts on the counter, and you're just like, "Oh, excuse me, did you wash your hands before you decided to do that?" Those are shared.
Maybe you should ask us if we would like some before you have them. Intelligence is number two. Now that one I can understand. That one makes sense to me.
Okay.
But number three, eccentricity. If she's eccentric, never even thought about this. So
okay. What does that even mean?
Is she
eccentric?
This person's insane. I don't know how you. This person's profile says, "I am just a man in survival and trial and error. School of Hard Knocks. Graduated 1989. This person is younger. Oh my God. This person is younger than me.
Oh no.
How about this? Introversion is number four. This person is insane. I'm looking for introversion. So I'm looking for someone who has good manners, is smart, is eccentric, and is introverted. Smart fashion
Maybe
sense.
She's looking for the guy off this fucking show. We just
That's Maybe. What it's sounding Maybe. Like.
His name is. Yeah.
Joe. They want a serial killer.
I'm looking for a Joe. I want to be the Beck to someone's Joe.
In terms of physical compatibility, they must be short. I am 5'7". Please be around that or shorter. Oh, and did I mention some meat on the bones? Previous experience makes me distrust skinny women, and I am more a sucker for a soft tummy and thick limbs.
What the fuck? Just
God.
To be clear, this is supposed to be the best answer for this question.
Is Quora.
It's on Quora.
Imagine this
is supposed to be the place you come to when you want to ask a question and you want a solid answer. This is what the top answer is.
Redhead and freckles. I'm Irish Danish, but this is not a deal breaker. Fayish mannerisms. I consider myself elfish. And then if my celebrity, this is my celebrity crush, and it's a picture of Bjork.
What?
Oh no, he posted a picture of himself.
What? Oh my God.
Yes. I'm going to take a. No, I'm not going to blow him up here. But. Oh my God. It says this is public. I guess you can't see it. But he posts a picture of Bjork and he says, "I would donate my heart to explore this woman's mind and mutual affection. Do you think we'd be cute as a couple?" And then he posts a picture of himself. And can you guess what this man is wearing? Take a guess of what kind of attire this man might be wearing that would say things that he's looking for a fae, a fey-ish mannerism woman who is has manners, is introverted. It's on his head.
Oh, he's wearing a fedora?
He's wearing a fedora.
Oh, hell yes. And like, oh, my God.
This is classic.
Yes. You found Cora, man.
I found the Cora, man.
That is Cora right there. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's a good answer. That's a good post there on the old mm-hmm. Cora. I don't know how we fully Cora Explora, you know, like, should we take a shot at answering this? We're going to have to work this game out. And I figured, what better time to work this game out than on the podcast?
Yes. I think maybe I could pull some selections from my Cora Digest every week and bring them. And then, I don't know. There's a game here. I have to think about it.
We'll work through this. There's a good post here. Did Amy Schumer and John Cena really do it? Apparently there is a sex scene.
Oh, I have a perfect. Oh, sorry. I just thought of something. I just thought of an idea.
Okay. What do you got? Or is it?
What if we presented a question, a Cora question, right? From the Digest, a really good one. And then I gave you two answers. One of them is written by ChatGPT, and the other one is the actual Cora answer.
Oh, God.
Guess which one is the right one.
That's pretty good. I feel like I could. I feel like chat is too predictable.
I would mess with ChatGPT and try to get it to trick you. I would try my best to get it to trick you, basically.
I'm down for this. This is okay. Good.
I want to try it at least once. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think you have the better digest because I signed up for it, but I was not getting the emails. And then I kind of just gave up.
You do have to explore a little bit and find some good spaces to click on. Stuff that's just like, you know, based on astrology and shit.
I was going to say a lot of
questions about autism. Come through to my inbox. Narcissist Cora. Amazing. Uh-huh. Amazing place.
That sounds good.
Here's one I just saw. Why do narcissists' eyes go black? That's a question.
What?
So you have to understand that on Cora, narcissists are literally Satan. They are literally Satan born from hell. They are the omen. They ruin everything. They get involved. They stalk you from the shadows. Like, they are the worst thing to ever walk the earth.
Okay. That makes sense. Even though they probably all are narcissists, but go ahead.
Right. And they probably are narcissists. The whole thing is like, basically what I think is happening, my theory is that on Cora, a bunch of people are coming and they're posting about their exes. And they're posting these bad stories about their exes. And then somebody comments on the story and says, your ex is probably a narcissist. And then they go off into this rabbit
hole. Oh, my God.
Of narcissist stuff. And then they just start piling stuff onto narcissists. Like, well, my ex, you know, ripped my toenail off in my sleep. Like, shit like that. It's just like, that's a narcissist. Like springing up all over the place. And it's just formed this dark place where people post about narcissists. And so, like, there's literally a question I'm seeing right here. Why do narcissists' eyes go black? And it says, I recently responded to a question regarding how it seems that many narcissists have what appears to be particularly striking and piercing black eyes.
What the fuck, bro? So
I think the eyes of many people who have NPD patterns of behavior appear to have highly sensitive pupils, that such when a narcissist gets excited or his pupils hyperdilate. This answer was posted by one Todd Schuyler, who is an attorney. So,
okay.
It says there, that's another thing I love about Cora. It has everybody's title underneath their name.
Oh, God.
So you'll read something and it'll be like, it'll be like all about psychology and shit. And then you'll scroll up and it'll be like, you know, I deliver pizzas. Right. And shit like that. It's like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
It's just an echo chamber. It's an echo
chamber. It is. It is totally an echo chamber.
And that's the thing, like, with any of that type of stuff where it's, like, evaluating people, like, if you're, like, on a dating Quora or, like, subreddit or reading about it online or you're reading about narcissists or whatever, yeah, you're never going to go to one of those places unless you're pissed off about that thing. So, of course, if you're pissed off about some guy who broke your heart and you're like, oh, I'm going to go see what it says online, you're pissed off just like everyone else there. And so everyone's like, oh, yeah, all men are terrible, or vice versa, all women are terrible. Yep. You know, that's where all that, like, alpha type of shit comes from, is like, yeah, of course. That's the reason you're here. If you if you weren't pissed off, you wouldn't be looking at these subreddits right now or these Quora shit.
And that's exactly what Quora is. It's just, it just spirals. It's literally the echo chamber up right in front of your face, basically.
That's crazy.
And what's awesome is, like, you get a lot of answers where it's like, you'll see, like, somebody will be like, does a narcissist do this? And then you'll have somebody comment on it and be like, yes, they do. Now let me tell you about my narcissist experience. And then they just go off on a huge rant about their ex, right?
Because they were already there.
Like, this is a narcissist.
Already there, pissed off, wanting to talk about exactly that. That's that's kind of sad that people do that. But hey, it's also content. So we should probably take a look at that. Well, that's Quora Explorer. I guess we're going to work on that. Work on that bit a little bit. We don't know what we're covering next week, but by God, we will be back next week. I'll guarantee you that. So have a good week. Have a good day. And we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.